Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Jim Cole here. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, Dr. Bill. How's it going today?
Very good. I'm always making new observations and discoveries. Again, I want to teach people. In fact, I think I'm going to put together a video basically on how to increase what's called curiosity index, which I think is more important than the idea of IQ or the idea of being agreeable, because I think when people ask enough questions, they realize that whether there's two or three or five sides to an issue, really none of them has the absolute truth unless they ask questions that can be validated with a better and more accurate worldview and better answers to those questions, which is discovered not by thinking you have the answer, but by seeking better questions. And I'm going to raise, before we go into Sonic Life, I want to ask an important question. I just got some important contacts from I have a network of doctors around the world. And one of the things that was suppressed about 81 years ago was the action that cannabidiol oil, or CBD oil, actually is one of the most powerful things to block and kill cancer. You're familiar with that, right?
Oh, definitely.
Now, I'm going to say a few things based on some knowledge I have in terms of toxicology. It turns out that we have an entire pharmacological network of chemical receptors throughout our body called cannabidiol receptors. And they're in every part of the neuraxis. Your brain, your peripheral nerves, your tissue, your skin, every organ in your body has basically cannabinoid receptors, which means our ancient biology must have been developed and exposed to it over literally millions of years, because we've been recreated, I call it punctuated recreation. And the recreation from whatever we were beforehand to become mankind as we are now requires cannabidiol receptors. And in fact, the CBD cannabidiol receptors are a major thing that not only blocks pain, you can put CBD oil or nanotech oil, which is the best of the oils, because there's lots out there. There's another new company almost every week out there flogging their hemp oil, and this is even superior to marijuana, which has hallucinogens like Delta-9 THC, and I'm a toxicologist certified by the Department of Energy, Department of Defense, and the Olympics team. So I can tell you that our hemp oil, and I have a bottle on my desk and a bottle by my sink in my bathroom, this stuff is good. It lubricates not only the day, but it makes you sleep better, it makes your blood pressure better, and it fights cancer. Tell us about the cancer thing. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, there's more CB1 and CB2 receptors in the body than any other receptor. So I agree.
Right.
You know, and this is one molecule that's been studied since back in the 60s. And they did so much research in Israel, but it was still an illegal drug in this country.
Right.
So when the Internet was invented and there was Google and all these published studies flooded the Internet, and then there was, what was his name, Rick Simpson. And Rick Simpson, you know, he was the farmer up in Canada, and just
right, I think it was in like in the West, like Manitoba or Saskatchewan. I think Manitoba.
Yeah, Yeah, and quite a few of his friends had cancer, and he started doing the research and got a hold of all this research out of Israel and started growing the marijuana, processing it, which became Phoenix Tears or Rick Simpson oil, and all of his neighbors got better. And that was kind of like the start. He won the Cannabis Cup. He was raided, had to flee the country, and I've heard he's down in South America someplace now. So,
yeah.
So he was kind of the modern-day father of the CBDs.
And, of course, they talk about the gene that regulates this is called ID-1, and they've known this for a long time. It's a conductor of the cancer orchestra. Now, what is cancer? And I'll tell you what cancer is. Cancer is an escape phenomena to extreme metabolic stress caused by fungi, viruses, pathogens, heavy metals, radiotoxins, and chemicals. And the stress reaction of the tissue is calmed by CBD oil. So if you're getting precancerous changes to your cells, CBD oil not only helps to calm them down, it helps your body to adapt normally to these extreme stressors and helps to prevent them from turning into cancer, or if it's cancer, helping your body defeat it. So it's a very important thing. In fact, I've got a recent customer patient we call telemedicine, came in and I did a metapathy Hunter scan. I've been advising him for years to control his small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and he was kind of on and off in the supplements. And finally, his went to his doctor with gut problems. His PA did a CT scan, and it showed a tail cancer of 5 centimeters. That's pretty big. That's about the size, half the size of your fist, in his tail of his pancreas. And they saw lesions in his liver, so they think he might have mets. I don't think so, because my scan probably indicates parasites. He's got so many parasites in his gut. And that's the other thing. The CBD oil helps to modulate your ability to get a clean gut again and get rid of these parasites too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's amazing stuff. I mean, it really is. It works on your central nervous system, your gut. It works on cancer. It works on stress reactions. It works on blood sugar and diabetes. If you look at the list of illnesses that are modified by cannabidiol oil, and of course this is the most powerful technology because it's a nanotech liposomal cannabidiol oil, which means it doesn't have the hallucinogens of marijuana, but it's better than all the other hemp oils because it is the best delivery system, which is a nanotech liposomal delivery system, which makes it superior to anything else out there in the marketplace, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. No, so they can measure it. They can measure it in the blood in a matter of time.
Yeah, in fact, I'll tell you, you can actually feel the difference if you do a 10 count. You put it on your tongue, in less than a count of 10, you can feel a hey. And it's not a hallucinogenic feeling. It's a feel like, hey, I can deal with this. It's, hey, I'm with this. In other words, I can deal with the stress of the day. Tons of consults, stress of trying to get products. So, by the way, I've got a good announcement. Our encapsulation of our Red Deer Velvet DR goes today. And we're hoping to have near, 5 times as much bottles as we did last time. Last time we had 200 bottles that went in 2 weeks. This time we have 1,000 bottles, and the next order will be anywhere from 2 to 10 times bigger. And my epigenetic frequency therapy, and that's also, by the way, I just talked to Dr. Hipskind, the best way to deliver the frequencies is the Sonic Life Machine. After I get my show finished, the first thing I do before I get even the archives up and everything is to get at least 10 to 20 minutes on my Sonic Life Machine. I have a professional, which is a little bigger platform. Same power, though, if you have the regular. And I do my exercises at maximum power, but with resistance bands with an athletic bar bolted to the ceiling and free weights. But I also do at the same time the epigenetic frequency for the health conditions that I'm trying to prevent. And so, you know, that's amazing. And of course, this basically obviates the need for massage therapy, deep tissue massage, which I used to get from Thai, chiropractic, because when you stretch and do the exercises on the Sonic Life, you don't need a chiropractor or massage therapist anymore, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I realize, you know, when you do it at full blast, when people start out, they have accumulated so many toxins over time, and what this is doing is this is waking up cells. It's waking up cells that have become very lazy, very dormant. They've been holding on to toxins, holding on to poisons, and accumulation of gunk all over the body. And when you first get on this, we recommend starting off slowly for the 10 minutes or even 5 minutes at first, and allow the cell to process, because you're waking up a lot of these cells. When people first get on it, they may say, oh, my nose is itching, or my ears, or they're feeling these cells really start to come alive and wake up. And then as you get more into it, after a week or so, you can go into the full 10 minutes, start turning up the amplitude, and start getting more into the full vibration effect.
Right. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It is. It's amazing that something so simple can be so profound.
Well, the epigenetic frequency therapy, what I'm doing now is I'm actually patenting this technology. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Rod Serling. He had an interesting show back in the 1960s. You know, what was his show called? It was called Twilight Zone, right?
The Twilight Zone, right.
Right. And he had actually a vignette there about a man that somehow was affected by some kind of thing from space, and all of a sudden he became like, had a super brain, and he actually developed this way of creating a field where he went in this field, and all of a sudden you became young again and healed from even serious illness. Guess what? We have it. We have Rod Serling space methods technology for a healing field of life and light.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So, Jim, I'm so impressed with these technologies. The CBD oil, as I say, if it was a dog, I'd pat it on its head. My CBD oil bottle. The Sonic Life Machine, I don't care what other athlete you are. You could be a runner, a power lifter, a football player. You need to spend 10 to 20 minutes on the Sonic Life Machine every day for your health, your life, your bones, your ligaments. And most important thing, and people don't understand this, for proprioception. If you don't want to have pain and things like scoliosis, you need to be on a Sonic Life Machine because it's restoring proprioception. People don't understand force vectors across abnormal muscle firing patterns is what causes scoliosis and chronic pain. And if you look at the abnormal pain, the only ways to actually assess it are an A-delta and C-fiber scan, which Dr. Jim Hedgecock invented, FDA approved in 97, and I converted it in 1999 to the only technology in the world to map A-delta and C-fiber to map pain, because your skin is not a passive organ. And I'll give you an example. This is another area where CBD oil comes in, too. Did you know that obesity is a skin disorder?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Nobody else knows it except Dr. Deagle. Now, explain this. I'll explain how CBD oil works. In your skin, in your... There's a like, you know, the movie Tron from Disney about 20 years ago. It had Tron. They show them playing this game. And they're going to Tron. Well, they're working on the idea in the next 5 years, roughly, so your kid can get a video game, put on a helmet, and actually enter cyberspace and play the game without eyes or ears and actually interface directly with their cortex. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Now, you got to understand, and try to hack the human cortex. Now, I know how to do it, but I'm not going to teach other people because they'll weaponize it, because they want to create a matrix to control the population of Earth. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're not that smart. I'm scary smart. Okay? Scary smart. And it's a good thing I'm a saved believer, because if I'd gone to the dark side, I wouldn't be Anakin Sky Deagle. I would be Darth Deagle. Right. I'd be one of the scariest individuals that ever drew breath on planet Earth, and I'm not. I'm a saved individual, because I realize, quote, I'm a screw-up, but I'm God's screw up. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm re-seeking and finding answers to some of the most deep things of both human biology and life on Earth, and solutions. And everybody, by the way, needs to know that that questions only come from your soul. They do not come from your mind. Did you know that? Your mind can only interpret linear and nonlinear data from your left and right brain. That's it. And they can react almost like, you know, a Skinner box. But your soul is the only place where questions come from. Is it interesting or what? And the soul makes a question based on a worldview. Now, why is that important? Well, when you take CBD oil and you put it on your skin, it changes what's called dysautonomia. If you want to look at disease, whether it's cancer or chronic coronary artery spasm, it's actually a dysautonomia where your autonomic nerves are actually telling your arteries, squeeze down, or you've got cancer. Do you know you cannot form cancer and it can't even metastasize to a tissue unless you get a harmonic, what's called quantum circuit in that tissue? People say, how do you know that, Dr. Deagle? I say, well, being curious, I was researching back 45 years ago working with rheumatology, and I realized if I took an acupuncture point finder around somebody who had, say, scleroderma or rheumatoid arthritis, those joints are electrically hot. They go beep, 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 beep. You go around, you find all these little hot little points in the skin. So the Langerhans gait, which is developed by Dr. Langerhans, doesn't just describe Langerhans complex in your pancreas making insulin. These things like Tron are in your skin. Now, your skin is not a passive organ. The largest neurological organ in your body is not your brain. You know what it is? Your skin.
Your skin.
Your skin. Your skin is not a passive minor organ. It's not only interfacing with the world, but it actually tells you to become obese, because it's in your skin you develop subdermal fat. Did you know that?
Right.
Now, when you put CBD oil on the skin, not only does it take away pain, you can slap on top of it some pregnenolone and curcumin cream. It's just freaking amazing. If you've had a sore joint, slap on that CBD oil and you go, oh, people told me if I did that, maybe a little pregnenolone and curcumin, my pain would go away. Yeah, and it does it almost instantly, in minutes.
Wow.
Not only that, if you put CBD oil over an area where you're obese, like your chin or whatever, guess what you're going to discover? Your body says, you know, I don't need to continue the autonomic factors that suppress thyroid activity in that particular fat tissue. And you can tell it's abnormally low in metabolic rate because every tissue regulates its conversion of T4 to T3 through the autonomic nervous system. People think it's hormonal. No, it's through the autonomic nervous system that regulates thyroid metabolism and metabolic rate. Did you know that? It is not regulated in your blood. By T3 and reverse T3 in your blood is a total separate compartment from your fatty tissue, your liver, your brain. Each compartment, the Russians did research this almost 50 years ago, showing your brain compartment separate. The fact is every area of your tissues are regulated by your skin. So when you put CBD oil in your skin and you're, say, around your middle or, let's say, a woman's gained weight underneath her arms, the CBD oil is actually going to tell her skin, say, and I usually use that with pregnenolone to turn off inflammation and cytokines because they're elevated in fatty tissue, and curcumin cream, or liposomal curcumin. But the CBD oil will actually tell your tissues it's okay to calm down and normalize metabolism, so those fatty tissues will start absorbing fatty acids, and when the cells get a certain size, they divide. So obesity is a skin disorder. Did you ever imagine that dermatologists should be treating skin obesity, but they don't? They treat things like, you know, psoriasis and seborrheic dermatitis and, you know, all kinds of skin disorders, inflammatory disorders, infective disorders. They don't treat obesity as a skin disorder, do they? But that's what it is. Now, surgeons will cut off the skin. They do a lipectomy or they do surgery like a liposuction. But actually what they're doing is they're assaulting the skin because the skin's not behaving the way they want. But anybody who's obese, that particular dermatome is metabolically hypoactive. You can actually do a digital thermogram on somebody who's obese, and the skin underneath those areas can be 20 degrees lower than the core body temperature.
Wow.
It's like, let's say your son is living at home, okay, and he's getting a salary because he helps out with your business. But he also sequesters the money away in a term deposit so he or you can't even get at it. And he gets a big interest on it because he's sticking it away in a deposit or investment where it's going to just balloon and grow over the next 5 or 10 years. So 10 years living with you, he's going to be, we call monetarily obese. In other words, he's going to have money. That's what fat tissue is. Now, people don't look at it that way, do they? They don't think, well, my skin is actually deciding to be fat. And the reason is it's a starvation reflex. Your body thinks, you're going to die, sucker. So we're just going to fatty up your skin. That's where you store most of your calories. And then your muscles basically stop utilizing sugar for their muscle contraction. They start using fatty acids. So ancient man became fat, so he'd survive famine. So our diet and our environment in North America, and we're in making it worse. Do you know the dawn of electricity is the dawn of obesity and diabetes?
Wow.
When we started having sine wave currents in an alternating current electricity after Nikola Tesla won against Edison, guess what? Diabetes and obesity took like a rocket.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? And it's an effect of the neural jamming of your skin by harmonic resonance that we call electrosmog or electrotoxins.
Wow.
Fascinating.
I didn't know that.
No one knows this except for a few people like Dr. Sam Millam who's doing research on electrotoxins. But I'm the only one on earth that knows that obesity is a skin disorder. And CBD oil helps to cure it. And the best exercise to burn off calories is, drum roll please, Sonic Life. There's nothing like it. 10 minutes a day is better than an hour of aerobics. 10 minutes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we're offering lots of new things. I got really good news today, and today I want to repeat. We have our Red Deer Velvet DR second batch coming in. The capsules are a little smaller. They're half the size, so you have double number of capsules per bottle. The Red Deer Velvet DR is being capsulated today. It'll be bottled probably by the end of the week and shipped out for us. So we will have that. You can pre-order it now. It's going to fly off the shelves. It's the first technology in human history that brings you back to the fetal state where you can regenerate any organ in your body. It's the only state where you actually don't age. So that product is available. I also have, of course, my epigenetic frequency therapy. I'm advancing, and I expect by September I will have my DNA musical scale all completed with all the musical notes of the black and the white keys completed, and I have patents on this epigenetic frequency therapy as well by the fall. And we're going to be working with Dr. Greg Hipskind of the InLight Lumen Technology. We're also going to be able to put this through microcurrent for acupuncture. We will work on the Lumen pads. The best way to deliver it right now directly is the Sonic Life Machine, so that's amazing. Before we have Pat back on, we want to talk about Lumen InLight. The research on traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's disease, MS, and other neurological disorders like ADD, ADHD, and brain allergy affected diseases, whether it's immediate or delayed type hypersensitivity reactions affecting behavior, is the brain cap. We have, for example, I sleep at night with my Lumen pad over my eyes, which is great for my eyes and brain for my pineal. Yeah, I can literally turn on those lights and boom, the lights are out. Literally, infrared lights on, brain lights out. It's amazing for sleeping. I take my nutraceuticals, melatonin time release, 5-HTP and stress to go, and bam, I have a beautiful, restful sleep that regenerates. Remember, it's only during sleep when you release your stem cells controlled under your pineal gland and your brain nuclei, and it's only at that time when you actually fractionally clone yourself into your new body. So you only basically heal at night when you're in stage 4 rapid eye movement sleep and your brain releases stem cells, which act like the master architects, engineers, And you have to have the building blocks present, which means you have the right NutriMeds, and now our Red Deer Velvet DR, which is going to be available. So pre-order it now. The people that order are going to be real happy, and we're going to have our big sale coming up in 3 weeks, so that'll be happening too, but you want to make sure you get your orders in now. What's really neat about NutriMeds is we're expanding rapidly. We have some NutriMeds, which I want to announce right now. They're in the process of being developed. They're going to be launched here in the next few weeks or in the early fall. We're getting better and better at including test kits for quantitating. I just did a consult on the weekend. They want to have a mineral analysis. There's several ways of doing that. We have several great labs where we can send you a test kit. You can either go to a LabCorp request to have it done, and they'll package it and charge you a small fee to send it off to these specialty labs, or I can have a mobile lab tech come to your home or business and actually draw the bloods or collect the bodily fluids, et cetera, in order to do the testing as well. So the technologies now is amazing. And I'm in the process of setting up. I do consultations for Metapathia Hunter scans on the weekend. When I do my audio consults, where I actually do an audio consult where we aren't doing any video, I record the audio file and actually send it to you so you have it through Dropbox professional business, and I give you a Dropbox there. A lot of times, especially if you have forms, I do a video recording with my live stream, and I send that video to you so you actually have me reviewing the form while we were going through all your 11-page functional history and your lab work or your previous test kits you did, so your conventional doctor or advanced kits that we've done here through NutriMedical, and you have a recording, so you can say, oh, I had to take notes. No, we'll record everything. You can be on a speakerphone, and I'll go through the form while we're actually reviewing the tests. Then afterward, I can prepare a list of pre-diagnosis, if it's a Metapathia Hunter scan, give you a list of diagnostic investigations you could do with your primary doctor or specialist, what test kits you need to do for advanced testing, and then finally, what NutriMeds you need in technology to heal and regenerate. And so, for example, with our cancer patient that we got last week with pancreatic cancer, he'll be getting referred to Dr. Jürgen Winkler for insulin-potentiated cancer therapy after he gets the RGCC cancer test. I will be referring to the Eisel's Clinic in Tijuana for the dendritic vaccine for his cancer. I'll be getting him GCMAF, which is a granulocyte macrophage activation factor. He'll be being put on CBD oil, our nanotech, best oil in the world for fighting his cancer. We are going to be using NutriMeds to kill off his pathogens in his gut because he's got very bad small intestinal bowel overgrowth that has caused chronic pancreatitis. This is how it converted to possible pancreatic cancer. He's going to see his bowel specialist. Actually, I think he's seeing Dr. Winkler today, and tomorrow he's going to be seeing Thursday, he's going to be seeing his oncologist, gastroenterologist, to get a spiral thin section CT on my recommendation and a positron emission fluorodeoxyglucose PET scan. And that'll determine if they have hot lesions, if it has converted from chronic pancreatitis to full-blown pancreatic cancer. I couldn't find in my Metapathia scan bone metastases, but he needs to get a bone scan done as well to make sure he doesn't have bone mets, or what they thought were lesions from his first CT scan. So what this means, I'm very thoroughly integrated with conventional advanced medicine and surgery. I tell him what is reasonable to do and what's not. Do not do proton therapy or radiation. Do not do paint-by-numbers chemo. It has to be based on testing. I used to use the tests in Germany for years. Now the most advanced testing is the RGCC labs in Athens, Greece. And that'll measure the chemosensitivity to non-chemo and chemo agents at low dose. And with a low-dose insulin drip, it goes directly to the cancer tissue and doesn't destroy your bone marrow and make your hair fall out. So a combination of all these therapies, we can also use mild hyperbaric oxygen, which increases oxygenation. Cancer doesn't like oxygen or high pH. We use high-dose power C+, which basically raises the redox of tissue. Cancer and I cannot exist in a redox situation with high pH. We use our anti-cancer nutraceuticals, elagic acid from the Terminal Cibulia plant, and Maligna Block, which is also in our ageless product. That's part of the reason we age less. We use the things that strip off the fibronectin capsule of tumor, Inflamax and Seraflazyme, which are the serapeptide enzymes to strip off the capsule. We use micelle D3 and myco D2 for fighting the cancer as well. So that's kind of like the core nutraceuticals, although we add others to try to boost his immune system, including antipathogenics. Cancer is basically a fungus infection and other pathogens, so we use Allicin Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, NutriDefense, and, of course, the high-dose Power C+ as well. And We use a whole range of these. You can also put over the cancerous tissues lumen photon therapy, and the light therapy raises redox of the tissue and perfusion to help your body fight the cancer. Because cancer doesn't exist and doesn't like high energy states or high oxygenation states, which is why I might have barbaric oxygen, and lumen photon therapy with a mesoderm frequency 4 can help your body fight cancer. So we can combine all these therapies. Our friend and individual that has this is less likely to have any problems with superinfections, will not lose his hair, will not end up with a bone marrow collapse, and will not die of a cardiac arrhythmia caused by chemotherapy. And we're hoping that we can, with the combination of all these things, he will live long and prosper, as like Spock says. And my ancient ancestors were Kohanim to say, look, this is what you need in order to survive this, so you don't die of a premature illness or infection. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think that we're going to see our friend and colleague actually do very well. Now, I want to go over some of our nutraceuticals, and I'm going to go from Z to A. If you want to detox from heavy metals, we have Zeal Light, which is 13 drops in water 3 times a day. We have Kelor Max. If you want to pull the xenotoxins out of your body, you want to take Life Support Drink and the Xenoestrogen Detox, and BioLVR and our Semethyl. Semethyl is one of the most powerful detox agents because the primary pathways for detox are methylation, glucuronidation, and sulfation, so Life Support. We're looking at releasing a new nutraceuticals we're developing, which is a step-down version of Semethyl powder or crystals under a nitrogen sachet. They're expensive and it's powerful, and I take at least a sachet a day. We're going to look at a 200-milligram soft gel of S-adenosyl methionine, and that will be coming out possibly in the next month. We have Vitamineral Max and Vitamineral Mix, which are the core nutraceuticals you need to take along with your Vitamineral Max, with your mineral plus. And for your eyes, Vision Max, which will restore your vision and protect you, because one of the biggest things that happen in seniors or in people with eye diseases is they lose their vision before years and decades before they die. And it's terrible to have someone go blind from preventable illness. So back in a moment with more NutriMeds and Healy.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Josh Bernstein on just for a segment. He'll be on for a full hour on Thursday, first hour. Josh, we have all kinds of topics. The first one, I look at the top of Drudge, because I always do. I call Drudge it. I look at Drudge to see what's really hot in terms of the news and so on. And we have this issue about Amoroso. I wanted to see if you have any comments about Amoroso or what's going on, because Trump's polls keep on going up. Some of the craziness is happening worldwide. Erdogan says he's going to do a boycott against U.S. electronics. This guy, Erdogan, is a joke. As soon as Trump announces he's going to actually put sanctions against them to release his pastor, their economy and their lira drops like a rock. I mean, don't the Turks get it? If you want to be a friend, if you don't want to be a friend to America, you're our enemy, and we're going to tear your guts up. And they need to know that. It doesn't matter if it's Russia, China, or this idiot Muslim. Erdogan, who wants to be the next caliph, right?
We've also stopped giving them money, too, through NATO. Turkey has been banned from having military expenditures given to them, where in the past we have. Look, right. Turkey is a dangerous country. Let's face it. I don't think necessarily they really should be an ally.
I don't think it should be either.
But,
I think that,
you know, they've proven. What's that?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I'm not sure who was trying to do the regime change, but it's too bad they failed. Because this guy is a nutball,
yeah.
And he's actually a dangerous nutball. I consider him more dangerous than Putin, who I'm sure would love to negotiate with us, or even Mr. Xi.
Yeah, I mean, Turkey's one of the largest Muslim countries in the world, and there's a lot of fanatics in Turkey. We've seen lots of terrorism that has happened there. There is a small sliver, I guess you could say, of pro-Western thought process and things like that.
Oh, there's a lot, actually. There's a lot of pro-Western.
Not nearly as much as it used to be. No,
right. It's been persecuted.
Not nearly as much.
Oh, yeah, it's been persecuted out of existence or thrown in prison or killed, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Erdogan has really changed that country to much more Islamic and much more radical, if you will. And, I've talked to many Islamic scholars that have said that one of the biggest problems we have to face in this new century is the threat of Turkey. You know, I think they want to bring back, the Ottoman Empire.
I know
they
do.
Want to rule again. So,
do you know the largest palace in the world? The largest palace in the world in human history is built by this maniac Erdogan. Did you know that? They're larger than the Louvre, than the palace of King Louis XIV or anybody else in history. And Erdogan has desires to be the caliph and bring back the Neo-Ottoman Empire. Now, I personally think that they should never be a part of NATO. They should never be licensed to build M1 Abrams tanks and even anti-tank missiles and other things. I think that it's dangerous having the Insulet Air Base with 32 advanced nuclear weapons based there, right in Insulet, under the control of this maniac. And I honestly think we should be working toward doing a regime change there, just like a regime change in Iran. We need to arm those people, we need to give them sat phones, and we need to use media things to get rid of this devil. Because he's dangerous, and people don't realize being integrated into Europe and acting as a conduit, he's actually trying to blackmail them into actually keeping this conduit of people from North Africa and the Middle East coming in, and is blackmailing Europe to try to give him more control and integration into the European Union, isn't he?
Well, you mentioned regime change with Iran. About 10, 15 years ago, we actually trained mech terrorists. Our government trained mech terrorists in the Nevada desert and train them to overtake the Iranian mullahs and the clerics and do regime change. That obviously didn't happen, and it failed. We had new administrations come in that kind of thwarted that plan. There has been a contingency plan for well over 15 years for regime change in Iran, and I think that would be great for the entire geopolitical world.
Yeah, you know what? I would give a prescription on how to do regime change. Involves shutting down any financial interaction with him in Europe, and any country, even in Europe or elsewhere, that interacts with him, number one. Number two, shut down all their bank accounts with them or anybody affiliated with the Erdogan government. Number two, or with the Iranian government. Number three, actually use space-based weapons to attack and say, arrange for a visit and a permanent visit with Allah for all these mullahs. Send them off to visit Allah. And then make sure that the sat phones and the weapons are there so that the people can just peacefully take over their country. And then we can have business as usual again. They can have a chemical plant like the British wouldn't want them to have 40 years ago when they get rid of the original prime minister of Iran, who was reasonable, and want the British and the British BP oil company to actually develop in the petrochemical industry, which we replaced them, but firstly with the Shah of Iran, and then later replaced him with the Ayatollah Khomeini. Which is why our CIA and its Special Operations Division are always at work doing evil in the world, including the terrorism with Mr. Talal, this prince has invested in all these media companies that we literally blackmail through the SAD, or called SAD, Special Operations Division, to make sure they shut down Alex Jones and any conservative voices. So we need to stop this crap, and we need to rout out these monsters inside our own CIA. They're worse, in a sense, than anybody we deal with overseas. Is our own monsters, just like Peter Strzok finally went down, they fired him. How hard was it to get this monster fired? It's unbelievable.
It's amazing, isn't
it?
I mean, think of the things that he did. He perjured himself to Congress. He gave false testimony, which we know because Lisa Page gave contradictory evidence and evidentiary evidence in her testimony. right. The House Judiciary Committee. And we also know that he usurped the power of the United States. He went against the will of the American voters who voted for President Trump, candidate Trump at the time.
Right.
And then once he won, he stalled and, you know, basically kept information and obstructed justice, basically, with the Clinton investigation. And then he was awarded for his bad behavior by being put on Mueller's team. And then, obviously, the text messages came out. But we know that there was a concentrated effort to overthrow, a soft coup, if you will, the United States government and the President of the United States. I'm sorry, that's treason. He should be tried, convicted, and executed, in my opinion.
Yeah, and in fact, to be honest with you, I think if we started doing what we should do is executions. Did you hear the latest? That I think what state I'm trying to think of was, I think it's one of the western states that's actually going to execute with fentanyl. People need to know that most of the illegal fentanyl is actually manufactured in China, but it's coming across the Mexican border. And these nutball Democrats says they're marching with Antifa the other day, and they're saying no borders, no, they don't want ICE anymore, and they don't want any more USA. I mean, this is going so far over the top. These people in Antifa that are threatening to kill Trump, arrest the buggers, put them in prison, and if they're actually trying to do something, execute them. Okay?
Yeah, you know, right? It's very interesting. I just had the opportunity to interview today, as a matter of fact, Robert Spencer, who is the director of Jihad Watch, and a real great person, a really good patriot. And, you know, we talked about the close proximity and relationship, if you will, between radical Islam and terrorism and the Democrat Party, the Democratic Party. It's pretty clear to see. For instance, after the Pulse nightclub shooter killed 49 people in the Orlando club and himself, then what happened? His father was seen not even 72 hours later sitting right behind Hillary Clinton at a rally. It's not just that one example. There's many, many examples.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton actually had something to do with that because she, as Secretary of State, did not monitor that one mosque in Orlando that was clearly a radicalized mosque.
Well, that's
we also know that the FBI didn't do what they were supposed to do and stop him after he tried to buy body armor. So there were many, many mistakes.
Well, it's not just a mistake. It's an on purpose. Let's call it what it is. I learned
right,
it from an emergency
exactly.
doctor 45 years ago. These are not mistakes. For example, Peter Strzok is not an anomaly. He's standard
right.
operational procedure. We need to realize there's not just a few Peter Strzoks. There's probably thousands. We need to realize there's not a bunch of these other maniacs that are on their way. That's why there's also deep integration, not only with the Rhino Republicans, but especially with the Democrats, who don't want a USA. They want a global. They belong to the group called the Americans. But you don't have to be American to belong to or to Bohemian Grove. You have to understand there's a lot of non-patriot American Democrats and even Rhino Republicans and people from other nations that don't want an America, period. And
hey,
the integration of the...
As far as I'm concerned, an Islamic apologist that calls himself a Democrat is just as dangerous as a jihadist that wants to cause mayhem
absolutely.
And terrorism.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, their behavior needs to require orange jumpsuits, no airtime, no book tours, and no yard time. How's that?
Exactly. I mean, look what Comey's been able to do, going around the country in his, with his book and lying to the American people. You know, you've got Donna Brazile. She put out a book. Now you've got Omarosa putting out a book. It seems like everybody is using, you know, an opportunity to bash the president, whether they worked for the man
or they
didn't. It's a soft coup. It wouldn't matter whether they were an ally or an adversary. It seems to me as though everybody wants...
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.